7 past the hour on the 30th of July. Tomorrow is the last day of the month, the 7th month of the year. The moon is at half-mast. I was thinking about where it was. Was it 2 Sundays? It would have been, yeah, been 2 Sundays ago. It was, the other side of it was bright and lit, and now the left side. I guess if you look at it that way. Kenny Kessler is here on the Doug Stern Good Day program here. You can see the moon there where you are, as well as I can see where I am, even though the sun is coming up here, and it won't be up where you are for a while. The sun never sets on Anthony Weiner, it would appear.
Yes.
A new poll of New York City Democrats who say they're likely to vote in the mayoral primary, 53% say that Weiner ought to get out. In another poll, ranking all the candidates, Weiner has dropped from first to fourth following his press conference last week, in which he admitted to that sexting scandal. And, as if that were not enough to chew on, a little hypocrisy with your Cheerios this morning. Former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer said in an interview that Weiner should not be mayor. And neither should you, sir. Spitzer was forced out of office following his prostitution scandal, but now wants New Yorkers to give him a shot as the city comptroller. One wonders what these guys have with their Cheerios, never mind what you're having with your Cheerios. Remember that old ad? He's feeling his Cheerios, Cheerios, Cheerios.
I think for Anthony Weiner, that means something else.
Yeah, that may be. So what are our friends who are following this on Facebook.com/Good Day Show and at Twitter at Good Day Show, what more do they have to add to this marvelous discussion?
Well, we asked on Facebook if anybody would vote for Anthony Weiner, and I don't see anyone who said yes.
Yeah.
John says no, but if New York elects him as their mayor, they deserve him.
Mm. Yeah, anybody that would elect him deserves him.
Patty says he has deep-rooted issues, is a liar, and has no regard for his family. Why would he have any regard for the truth and his constituents?
I wonder when his birthday is. Somebody find out. I'd like to know what his sign is. Honestly, I'm not being facetious. I would like to know what his sign is, because there are a lot of things you can tell. Sometimes by the natal, if you look at the natal chart, the first, and people say, huh, what's he talking about? There are trademarks. There are sort of qualifiers. But you got to know where the moon and the other stuff is.
September 4th.
September 4th. So he would be a Virgo. Right?
Yeah.
There's probably something. I'm going to bet there's some Leo or some kind of a fire sign in there someplace. Mars is up his butt as well. All right. So anyway, what else you got, Kenny?
Let's see. Jay says this man can't be taken at his word. How could you trust someone like that? I call for a return of people of honor in politics.
Well, I think this is a question to ask. Maybe you would ask it here. 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG. Who's the most honorable politician you can think of? Who is the most... And everybody's running this through their mind right now. Whether you want to explain, you're all... When you ask a question like that, everybody's mind goes into gear and thinks, okay, who's the most honorable? And, I mean, there are honorable politicians, so don't say, ah, they're all the same. But who do you think is the leader in terms of honoring, being an honorable politician? 888-302-3684. And I'll keep my... Honestly, I promise to keep my comments to yourself, whether you say Obama or Bush or any... Just come up with somebody that you really think, honest and honest and honest and honest and honest and honest. Who's the most honorable politician? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, Chris Matthews talked to the aforementioned Mr. Spitzer about whether Spitzer would fire somebody who did what Weiner admits to having done.
So you've got a critical oversight role over City Hall, over the mayor, wherever the next mayor is, over public official. Then if a public official used their office equipment to engage in the kind of pastime that Anthony Weiner's been involved in the last couple of years, would you fire them?
I think the answer is yes. I mean, we have had a number of instances over the years where inevitably, of course, municipal employees, state employees have used computers and the like for improper purposes, and there is an appropriate sanction for that, and there should be. This is, you know, having said that, that isn't the most important role of the New York City Comptroller. But I think you're making a point that has played out in the papers most often recently, or in years, so over the years.
And that would include the mayor, of course, like any other city official. Okay. If you had to vote for mayor right now, who would you vote for?
I would vote, but Chris, look, it's a great question.
Come on, answer
the
question. Show you're different than most politicians. Just say you're going to vote for Quinn, or you're going to vote for whoever. You're not going to vote for Anthony Weiner. Can you just say that now? You don't think he should be mayor of New York?
Fair point. That is correct.
You should not be mayor of New York.
That is correct.
What a double-talking, BSing, baloney-faced. So the headline in the New York Times today, Anthony Weiner falls hard in latest poll. All right. So what else is there that we can add? I suppose there's some more of we have some other sound, so we'll dig it up and present it to you. You know, what happens during this hour of the Good Day program is we take a lot of the research that Ken has done over the last 24 hours, both on News Talk Radio and television, and bring you some of the clips that help to shape the debate, if you will, so that you can have more information. Somebody may corroborate what you're already thinking. Somebody may have come up with a new idea. Who knows? But we're exposing you to lots of different ideas, because that's the ideas for this program. Hello to the folks listening in Jackson, Mississippi this morning. How do you do? All over Kentucky and Georgia. Lynchburg, Virginia, hello. Worcester, Massachusetts, hello. Atlantic City, hello. This is the radio home of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school? Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Right now, buy any backpack or messenger bag and get all but a penny back in Max Perks rewards. Office Max, the hot deal start here. Offer ends August 3rd. Available in store only. Limit 2, restrictions apply.
No wood and no jeans. A few dollars got me in those.
Cause my woman brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get composition notebooks for just 25 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Ken Kessler in this hour. Our focus is on people in the news, and certainly that would include Mr. Anthony Weiner. Here's Piers Morgan trying to stir it up as well as he's able. I'm not sure he's that able. Anyway, he talks to Dan Rather about Weiner's scandal and how it could impact Mrs. Clinton's presidential campaign, if that's probable.
Is it unhelpful to Hillary Clinton, as some people are saying, that her right-hand woman is embroiled in just the kind of sex scandal that she and Bill Clinton would have wanted to move on from a long time ago? It sort of, it brings it all back, doesn't it?
Well, obviously the answer is yes, it brings it all back. And give the Clintons credit, both the president and Hillary Clinton credit. They stick by their friends, and they stuck by Huma and her husband and family. They stuck by them to the point... Remember that the damage control, which is built along the lines of the Clintons of the 1990s, worked pretty well until the second time around. That is to say, he was forgiven by a large section of the voting public in New York. But then more pictures arrived on the scene. At that point, it began to get creepy. Too creepy even for New York.
Mm. And that is creepy.
Yes. And, well, you know, my hometown of, adopted hometown of Austin has Keep Austin Weird. Nobody in New York wants a T-shirt that says Keep New York Creepy. But I don't want to joke about this. That once it reached that point, then it began to have the at least the potential of harming not only Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016, but also the Democratic Party, to say nothing of Democrats in New York and the city as a whole.
All right, so a little pessimism there from Dan Rather. 888-302-3684. The ladies on The View yesterday talked, as you can imagine, about Anthony Weiner and how he made up to his wife after the first scandal and what they would do in their, if that happened, I guess, in their own lives.
He says he's not backing out of the mayoral race in New York, even though his campaign manager quit. And his wife, Huma, says that his last sexting scandal, here's how he got back into her good graces. He did it by doing the laundry and making her tea in the morning. Why can't you have a guy who makes you tea and also doesn't show his brajol on the Instagram? Okay, but I'm not getting on Huma. Because this is just basically a case of he's trying to get back into her good graces. Because women, you know, we do it too with our husbands. When we're in the doghouse, you know good and well, when we're causing friction, we got to make it up in the bedroom all the time. And then you got, and I know you got,
self-flagellating while he's making that
tea. I'm just saying that women do it too. We do things to get back in men's good graces. And
we have to do the thing in the bed, but they have to just bring us tea? That doesn't sound fair.
It's always more work on the women.
Yeah. It takes no work.
I think men are going, why don't women do that every day? But we don't because we have to save it for rainy days. That's, you got to save all that. I know, Whoopi, married women, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. What a cynical.
Wow.
What a cynical overview of being married. Why in the world would anybody want to be married under that circumstance if you lived in that circumstance? I have managed to escape it for a long time, although I will tell you that I have thought about it more in the last year than I thought about in the past 30 years. But under the circumstances, that does not sound like any of this stuff. I mean, the way they were coming across with how it is, it sounds like pain. Oof. 21 after the hour.
All across America, it's happening. People are taking charge of their lives. And healthy diets are a cornerstone of healthy living. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Explore the gluten and allergen-free wellness event where learning is fun and delicious. Sample and buy products from over 50 vendors. Discover the world of gluten-free with cooking demonstrations and enjoy lectures with wellness. well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo, Saturday, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
From Avril Lavigne, number one during this week in 2002. Speaking of things that are complicated, the New York Post is reporting that The View is trying to lure Hoda away from the Today Show. Did you see that, Kenny?
Yeah,
is leaving after 16 years. She says she's very happy being on the Today Show with Kathy Lee Gifford. That's not what I heard at all. I heard the two of them didn't get along and they didn't like each other. So you always wonder, well, which of those stories is true? At any rate, be interesting to see. They'll shake a little more money in front of her, and hello, my friends are over there. Let's get a little more money involved. Speaking of money, the city of Detroit, in the news conversationally, important things are developing there. And here with sort of a wraparound is local host Paul W. Smith. Here he talks to Senator Carl Levin of Michigan about the uproar in Washington over whether Detroit should be bailed out. Nobody in Detroit has asked for a bailout in the first place.
It is just a little disappointing that so many people in Washington start to immediately say, well, we're not bailing them out. I mean, nobody asked them for a bailout at this point. We do want them to pay attention to what's happening in Detroit. But my goodness, what are your fellows senators are saying there in Washington?
Well, there's a few of them that are trying to make political points out of this by saying there's not going to be a bailout when no one's asking for a bailout, and that's obvious that some political posturing going on. A couple of my Republican buddies here are just overdoing it, and we've let them know that.
So, at this point, what do you think the federal government's role may or may not have for a Detroit bankruptcy, Senator Levin?
Well, putting aside, other than the bankruptcy law itself, which is a federal law, the role of the administration and the Congress should be to identify ways of helping the city and its pensioners and retirees and people who are hoping will be able to not get hit too hard by this. Obviously, when you go through bankruptcy, there's going to be some people who took risks, like the bondholders, who are going to be out, and that's what bankruptcy is all about, and it gives people and it gives cities new chances for new starts.
Well, we know that. I mean, bondholders went in with eyes wide open, and a lot of them probably are going to get burned. The people that a lot of people are concerned about are the people who had no hand in this at all, other than working hard and believing they were going to get their pensions, and that's not working out so well. well, or possibly isn't, and that's why Attorney General Bill Schuette was saying he's going before the federal judge to stake a claim for the pensioners of Detroit.
Right. Well, he's the Attorney General. He's there to enforce the Constitution. I give him credit for doing that. It is a position which is different from what the governor has taken, but the Attorney General has the responsibility under our law to protect the rights of our citizens. And so I give Bill Schuette credit for doing just that. The Constitution seems clear that you can't diminish the rights of people who have pensions in our state. And so that's what his call is. And but that's up for the bankruptcy court. That's up for the trustee judge over there in the federal building to make his calls.
Talk radio caller action on this.
I want everyone who's listening to this to know that democracy in the state of Michigan has effectively been suspended. The governor of Michigan has 58% of the black population in cities and municipalities all over Michigan under emergency financial management, which means that they have effectively thrown out all of the elected officials that black people have elected and brought in their own people. Schneider has brought in his own people.
All right, so it's a racist thing. All right, anyway, there's what we have time for. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
When it comes to great style, it's not just about the clothes. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Fragrance can inspire some of the season's hottest looks, like flirty lace, floral print, and bold colors. Renowned style icon and new Caress Fabulista Lala Anthony shares beauty secrets and style tips for flaunting what's fabulous.
Fragrance sets the tone for my day, from how I feel to what I wear. Let fragrance inspire you to live fabulously every day, starting with the alluring fragrance of new Caress Tempting Whisper Fine Fragrance Elixir Body Wash. It has scents of white peony and red plum that last long after you've showered. Pair it with playful print for an amazing look.
Tempt your senses with alluring fragrances this summer. For more fashion tips and beauty secrets from style icon Lala Anthony, plus to enter daily for a chance to win prizes by showing how you live life fabulously every day, visit Caress on Facebook. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Today, anything worth doing is worth doing correctly. Let's hope that that's the case here as we work our way through this hour of conversation or through the entire six-hour sway that is the Doug Steffen way to spend part of your day. And so as we work our way around a lot of ways and stays and hays and hoo-ha, and here, important stories of the day are our focus. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. And I'm wondering if you have anybody who wants to share the most their thoughts on who the most honorable politician is. Did we get
so far? It looks like the only comment so far is from John. Let's see. Yvonne says former President Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Mary says, it's funny, I can't think of one.
Mm-hmm.
Tim says, Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And John says, your daughter.
My daughter?
That's what John says, yes.
My daughter's not involved in politics. She'd be an honorable politician, though, because she's fair and square. Who's John? Where is he coming from? Do we know? How does he know my daughter?
John Marston.
Wow. Anyway. He's right. My daughter would be a great politician. Well, maybe not because she's too straight and to the point. Anyway.
Yeah, she'd have a tough time making and keeping friends in Washington.
Right. Yes, right. All right, so it's 25 before the hour. Speaking of what's going on in Washington, let's spend some time, a lot of discussion in the last few days about Obamacare. Actually, the last few weeks has been back to the sort of front burner. If we can get Mr. Weiner the hell out of the way and talk about some issues. Here's Trey Ware, a radio host, and an excerpt from a conversation he had with Senator Ted Cruz of Texas about the defense of Obamacare.
Is this defund Obamacare move right now? Tell us about that.
Well, we've got an opportunity right now to actually stop Obamacare. Obamacare right now, it isn't working. The wheels are coming off of this. I mean, the lead author in the Senate, Democratic Senator Max Baucus, has described Obamacare as a huge train wreck. Even the unions are turning on it now. The head of the Teamsters, James Hoffa, described it as destroying the 40-hour work week that is the foundation of the American middle class.
Well, I thought it was quite ironic and sickening so that the IRS, on Friday, they asked to be relieved from Obamacare. Folks, this is the craziest thing. This is the group that is charged with enforcing Obamacare, and they don't want their employees to have to participate in it.
Well, and I have to tell you, in the Senate, one of the major crises in the Senate is that senators and most Senate staff are subject to Obamacare, and we're having weekly meetings because the Democrats are so concerned, their staff are so upset at being subject to Obamacare, they want out. This thing is not working, and the American people understand it isn't working. And we have an opportunity right now in the next 60 days actually to defund it, and let me explain why. On September 30th, the continuing resolution, which is what funds the federal government right now, expires. I have publicly pledged, along with Senator Mike Lee and Marco Rubio and several others, that I will not vote for any continuing resolution that funds even one penny of Obamacare. If we can simply get either 41 Republicans in the Senate to stand up or 218 Republicans in the House to stand up and collectively say, we will not affirmatively provide the funds to implement Obamacare, we can shut this down right now.
And so how are people responding to that up there?
Well, I'll tell you, right now, we don't have the votes. Right now, we're not even close.
All right. Guess they got that squared away anyway. 888-302-3684. Methinks many of you would like to talk about some parts of this issue as this thing surfaces again. We're talking about Obamacare. Let's go to Omaha and KFAB. Scott Voorhees talks to Grace Marie Turner from the Galen Institute. They're fact-checking some of the comments the president has made about the implementation of the health care plan.
What was the biggest whopper in the speech?
First of all, it was a campaign speech, and it hasn't changed. I mean, he's still making all the same promises that he was making 3 years ago, but we're all 3 years smarter in realizing how many of those promises are going to be broken. There's a headline today that of government website. Remember he said, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor?
Yes.
Well, the government website promoting Obamacare says, well, you may be able to keep your doctor, but we're not making any promises.
Yeah, that's the Health and Human Services Department admitting now that, well, you might not be able to keep your doctor. And if I'm not mistaken, Grace Murray, this is because the rate that the government will pay doctors, the reimbursement rate, will be so low that if doctors see nothing but Obamacare and Medicare and Medicaid patients, they'll be reimbursed at a clip so low they won't be able to keep the lights on in their practices.
They'll go broke. That's exactly right. That is one of the main reasons that so few doctors can afford to accept Medicaid patients, because it pays so little. They have to have private paying patients to just kind of take up the slack. But these exchanges are very likely going to pay a lot closer to Medicaid rates. So anybody on the exchanges is going to have the same kind of access problem. So no, you'll not be able to keep your doctor. But the thing that made me the craziest, well, they still call this the Affordable Care Act, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the president says, we're saving you money. And I'm thinking, this is nuts. He's talking about a particular, one of the many regulatory provisions in this law that ultimately has the effect of insurance companies sending a few rebate checks to consumers for overcharging, for spending too much money on administration and not enough on medical care. Well, it's about an average of $100 per person, he said.
Uh-huh.
When you really look at that, most of those checks go to employers. They've got to figure out how to negotiate the taxes that have to be paid on it, run it through payroll. The average consumer winds up getting about $5 a year in rebates, but that's the best he can say about Obama. And they hold a whole news conference in the East Room of the White House to say, we're going to save you, he says, $100, but it's really going to wind up just a few dollars.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see here. How many more pieces of this pie do we have? 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, monitoring what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio on this issue. The issue is the continuing focus with the president's health care plan. Here's host Dave Ross with Congressman Jim McDermott of Washington on this discussion, on this battle, if you will.
Is this going as planned? The story that seems to be going around is that, okay, it passed the Supreme Court, et cetera, but it's turning out to be a train wreck as we're getting closer to actually implementing it.
Absolutely not. California, Oregon, and Washington are going to lead the country in the enrollment of people beginning October 1st. It will be possible on a 1st of October in the state of Washington for anybody to get insurance who goes out and fills out an application.
But at what price? At what price? I got a letter from a listener saying he's got one of these catastrophic care policies, and he got a letter from Regions saying, as of October 1st, we have to eliminate this kind of policy, and so we'll be ready for that. Didn't tell him what would take its place, but he's pretty worried. And I sent to the insurance commissioner, and the insurance commissioner says, yeah, he'll probably have to get a policy that costs him a little more, although it provides more coverage. People don't have the option of buying the cheaper policy anymore, isn't that right?
There is going to be a certain level that you have to buy, or you can just pay the fine and not do anything. I mean, if you want to sit out and be a free rider on the society, you pay $95 the first year and $285 the second year, and you're free. You don't have to buy any insurance.
Your prediction is this is going to work smoothly here in Washington State. The other thing that came out today was a Wall Street Journal article saying that there are going to be large numbers of people quitting their jobs once they realize they no longer have to have a job to get insurance. Is that going to happen?
What's happening now is a standard old political tactic of people who don't like something. Create confusion.
Congressman Jim McDermott, he predicts that 5 years from now, people will look back and wonder what the whole debate was about, just the way it happened when Medicare was passed.
I'm thinking that sounds like a pipe dream to me, Kenny. What about you?
Well, my concern over this is that there have been so many votes to try and get it repealed, mm-hmm. and it fails every time. And now they're going to try to defund it, and they already say going in that this isn't going to work. How much money is getting wasted there?
Didn't we hear last year $43 million has been wasted on votes on this somehow or other? I don't remember why. I'm pulling that out of my head. But I think you're right. There are a lot of people who think this has gone around and around and around. So why do we still pursue it? Let it fall apart of its own inertia, in a sense. That makes, I think, make more sense than continue to pick at it like a scab.
Yeah, I would just think that sooner or later you would have to get that this vote is not going to work. I mean, it's been, I know it's been over 30 times. I don't know how many, but I just, this is one of the reasons that we have such a bad feeling about Congress. They keep wasting time doing things they know this isn't going to pass.
Yeah, it's all politics.
Keep at it anyway instead of actually getting something done.
888-302-3684. All right, let's take some callers in a matter of moments on the current situation about, I guess we would like to have you focus on Obamacare and what the latest news is. That is, it's a connection to Medicare. A lot of doctors, I'm looking at a story now, doctors steering clear of Medicare. I saw this on Yahoo yesterday. The number of doctors who opted out, a small portion of the nation's health professionals stayed in, but tripled. The number of people getting out of, number of doctors who will not take Medicare has tripled in the last year. 888-302-3684. Does it affect your health care? Probably one way or the other. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loved pterodactyl wings.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.Yeah!
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. Traveling internationally is a once-in-a-lifetime experience for many. According to a recent Bank of America study, 7% of families vacationing this summer are traveling internationally. Whether visiting family and friends or heading to a dream destination overseas, planning ahead, using credit cards, and brushing up on conversion rates can make sure the trip stays within your family's budget.
When traveling internationally, you want to make sure you alert your credit card issuer before traveling. This will ensure no issues when using the card abroad or alert the company to suspicious activity. Additionally, you'll want to take advantage of credit card programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, which have no foreign transaction fees and utilize chip technology to provide customers with expanded global acceptance, convenience, and security when shopping outside the U.S.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, #abolishmonarchy, #guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7, so send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
888-302-3684 in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Sammy in Maryland talking about Obamacare and its connection to Medicare.
I'm recently retired, and I retired in 2011 from 30 years working for the local government. My mother fell 6 months later and fractured her neck, and I became her advocate. And if getting the information about the health care program is anything like getting Medicare, it's not available soon enough. They require you to have a computer. They assume that you have a computer or that you can use a computer. And then the people that I used, it turns out they didn't know what they were talking about. And now I'm having major issues with going through the Internet and trying to get the information for the Medicare. And if it's an example of how the Obamacare stuff is going to be, there's just not enough time, and it's not readily available in a format that everybody can use.
All right, here's Jerry listening in North Carolina, the Good Day program.
I used to be offended by the name Obamacare until Obama said he liked it because he cares. And it's just a huge... Republicans are so afraid that just like Medicare, people will begin the program, they'll find out how great it is, and they won't want it, you know, they will want more of it, because we should have gone single payer all the way, and I sort of understand, but Obamacare is better than what we have. And if the Republicans have no option, they, you know, they want to repeal it 38 times, but they offer no substitution, no way forward. So the Republicans, my way, or in my mind, are just so out of touch with reality and have nothing for us.
This guy sounds a little sad. Up next, immigration reform here on Good Day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Outstanding. And it is mild, the conversation here on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are working our way through some of the issues that are on people's minds. Thanks to the help of a lot of talk radio hosts, people who've got their eye or ear or nose to the stone when it comes to the issues of the day. And certainly the ongoing conversation about immigration is something that we need to spend some time on. Here are a couple of different outtakes from several programs who recently have talked about this new study that finds the ongoing debate over immigration reform is actually causing more discrimination. Here's host Jim Forsyth.
This study was done by the National Council of La Raza, so you can have to keep that in mind. It's an activist organization, obviously, but the actual research was done by an independent group, and the point that they're trying to make is that the continuing debate over immigration is leading to the point where even Hispanics are discriminating against other Latinos. It's a really interesting phenomenon. The National Council of La Raza's investigators called real estate agents, like people who have apartments to rent and so forth, in three cities, in San Antonio, in Atlanta, and Birmingham. And they found that even when the housing agent was himself or herself a Latino, when the person called had a Hispanic surname and what sounded, quote, like a Latin American accent, the housing person was far more likely to downplay their chances of getting the apartment, declined to give them any information about how they might qualify for the property, and in fact gave them no other options if the apartment that they wanted had already been taken. Shucks! You know something? That apartment's already rented. Sorry to break it to you. What they did was, and this kind of research has been done for a long time to kind of prove this in other areas, they had an individual that had a, quote, Mexican accent and a Hispanic surname, and then immediately after, shortly thereafter, they had an individual without an accent or a standard Texas accent and an Anglo surname call the exact same people and ask the exact same questions. And they say in 42% of the cases, there was recognizable and quantifiable discrimination that was directed toward the person with the Hispanic surname and the Latin American accent. It didn't matter if the person they called happened to be Hispanic or happened to be Anglo or African American. The ethnic background of the housing representative made no difference. It was about equal across the board in the chances that the Latino applicant was going to face some sort of higher barrier to cross to get the housing than the Anglo applicant faced.
All right, pretty interesting. Now let's turn our attention to another host from Texas, Joe Pagliarulo, who talks to Congressman Lamar Smith, who's a Texan. They discuss, as Kenny and I were talking about, this, the same thing goes on in immigration as it goes on with Obamacare. Vote after vote after vote after vote.
When it comes to illegal immigration, when it comes to immigration reform, people are starting to get scared that John Boehner is losing his backbone. Where are we on that, and are you guys in the House still as firm as you were before that you're not going to allow for amnesty or for a path to citizenship or legalization before we make the border secure?
I haven't seen any slippage at all by the House, particularly House Republicans. It's secure the border, secure the interior first, and most of us are opposed to amnesty. I still don't think there are a majority of Republicans who would give the highest honor our country can bestow, that is citizenship, to people who have been in the country illegally and put them ahead of the people who have been waiting their turn in line and playing by the rules. That's just not right.
Why doesn't the House offer something as streamlined as, all right, let's legalize everybody. They're here legally. They're working legally. They're paying into the system. They're productive members of society. They can never, ever, ever, never become citizens. Why not just suggest that? Okay. We want to be human rights people. We want to look out for them. We want them to come out from the underground economy. They're here legally now. They can never be citizens. Therefore, they can never vote, which is what you and I both know is what they want.
Yeah, that's exactly. We've got quotes from individuals on the other side saying that's exactly what they want. I'm not comfortable with legalizing everyone in the country for a couple of reasons. One, when the minute you legalize them, that gives them permission to work. If they get a work permit, then they start competing with our 20 million Americans who are unemployed or underemployed. I don't like that. I think, you know, we can maybe do something and should do something for the children who were brought in through no fault of their own. But to say you're going to legalize somebody just because they've been in the country for 6 months, again, it's treating them better than we treat the people who have been waiting their turn in line. And then suddenly they're eligible for local, state, and federal benefits, and we know what that does to the taxpayer. We know what it does to the American workers. So, and the other thing is we're always going to have illegal immigrants in our country.
You know what? I'm with this guy. I'm so tired of listening to these people who complain about they don't have the same status as everybody else, and they want to jump to the front of the line. It's one of the things most annoying about all of this discussion and debate, which is over. Conveniently enough, the clock has reached 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.